This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with the best bits of this afternoon's show. We'll be completely honest, we've been operating from another studio today, a tiny little studio. We had a few teething problems, but I think we just about got away with it. We spoke to a legend of WWE, didn't we, Charlie?
We did. Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio, the great Rey Mysterio, the man in the mask. We chatted to him about his 30 years in the business. We had a chat. Listeners were on good form today.
Came absolute up trumps.
They certainly did. And we had a birthday spread for you as well. So that should keep you going. Here it is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie. I bring you good news to start the day with.
Thank goodness for that.
This is courtesy of Chinese boffins. I do apologise. Peking University. Listening to the radio is to the radio is better than warding off dementia than physical exercise.
Oh, fantastic.
So warm up a pie. pour yourself a
big fry up, Paul.
Big fry up.
Listen to the radio.
And yes, ward off dementia for the next 3 hours.
Wow, that's very
fantastic.
Nice.
Great
indeed.
News, though, isn't it?
Is that listening to it or doing it, Paul?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's listening to it. Yeah.
And I watch the same thing over and over again, Paul. You know, I like a documentary. What I like, because it was so hot yesterday. Mm. I want it hot, Paul.
It was hot. Yeah.
I don't want to be the weather on the radio,
Warm it.
Warm.
Morning, Charlie. Oh, it's warm.
Warm. I'll tell you when it's going to rain, though, Paul. Shall I tell you when it'll break? I've got tickets for the test next Wednesday. And I have looked at the forecast, and it's set to break at 11 o'clock next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that's when it'll break. So that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're all, apart from those going to the cricket, we're all kind of praying for a bit of rain, aren't we?
Yeah.
So anyway, stop talking about the weather.
Didn't want the weather on the radio.
Yeah.
But to cool myself down, is my favourite, one of my favourite sports documentaries.
Do you have a lolly? Do you? Get in the paddling pool and have a lolly. I'm sorry, that's a Labrador, isn't it? Give him a lolly. Just put some ice in the fridge.
I do give my dog an ice cube now and again.
He likes
that.
Yeah, that's good.
He likes something. I throw it in the air so it looks like a treat, and then he'll go, oh, wasn't that a flipping ice cube? Didn't want that, but he liked that. But
so how do you cool yourself down, Charlie?
I watched, there's a documentary on Netflix called From Safety to Nome, and it's they are from a place called Safety to Nome it's across Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a 1,000-mile bike ride across Alaska, and it's they're self-sufficient. It's all about being self-sufficient, making your own decisions. You know, if you put yourself at risk, that's up to you. And I love it, Paul. I think I've seen it about 8 times.
Really?
And
it speaks to you, Charlie.
It does speak. Well, I like the rhythm of it. Like the one bloke at one point more or less loses his fingers to frostbite because he's made a mistake.
He's
like, you've made a mistake. And he's like quite a posh
bloke. Doesn't do a Ranulph Fiennes, go down the shed and saw them off when they go black, does he?
He pops the blisters. It's a really good bit.
I hope you're enjoying your lunch, folks.
And there's a bloke who runs the whole thing who's like you know, he made a mistake. He made a mistake. That's his fault. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
All these people, they're out here making the wrong. I tell you, and it's freezing. It looks freezing as well. So it was a real good cool down. But also,
so watch TV shows that are set in cold places.
Yes.
Maybe watch The Thing, the Kurt Russell remake.
What a lovely idea.
Watch that and then you'll just call
freezing, Paul.
I never knew that.
Absolutely freezing. But the other day I felt like I could have done From Safety to Nome, the 1,000-mile bike ride, because Stanley went out on his bike. He rang me about after half an hour. My chain's come off. My chain's broken.
Right.
I went out. I thought, I reckon I can fix this. Took my chain tool, turned up, fixed his chain for him. And I was like, yes, I've never done it before in my life. Fixed it, Paul.
Fantastic.
I was like, I could do the 1,000-mile bike ride.
Yeah.
My wife's not quite into it, but yeah, there we are.
We're going to hear from the listeners. So that's a little tip there from Johnny.
Yeah.
Watch TV
watch cold shows.
Watch cold shows tonight over the weekend. Couple of things to get going on, all kind of sports related. Ismail Assar scored a great goal the other day from his own half for Watford. I mean, he's been looked at. He's a good player and he's been looked at by other clubs. Suddenly today he's been linked to Manchester United. So it just shows what scoring a goal in your own half can do for your notoriety. So what swung it for you? Tell us your stories today. What was the clincher, whether it was in a job, a relationship? You had me at. It's one of those, maybe. Do let us know. But what swung it for you? We're claiming Ismail Assar's goals maybe swung him a move to Old Trafford. A blessing in disguise, potentially. So let us know about that. We're going to be chatting to Rey Mysterio later on. WWE legend. The
20 years, Paul.
Masked wrestler. I will be bringing up the Civic Hall Wolverhampton and Kendo Nagasaki. And let's see what he makes of that.
Why wouldn't you?
Because he was unmasked like Kendo was.
Yes.
So we're going to chat to him.
Easy.
And he has grappled with his son. He has been a tag team with his lad.
That's nice, isn't it?
So I thought that was quite interesting. So some of the more unusual things, potentially, that you've teamed up with your dad. As we said, steady. But do tell us some of your stories, if you can, today. And what things did you do with your dad and you thought, I never thought I'd be doing this with my dad.
No.
I don't know why I was suddenly rowing a boat then. But I just saw, I don't know, I never thought I'd be doing this with my dad.
No,
but
exactly.
just let us know. I remember playing squash with my dad once.
Did you?
And I never thought I'd ever be doing that. He wasn't the sportiest of men, but he fancied a game. And I remember I hit a ball between his legs and it just flicked off of, you guessed, one of them.
That's the most painful
way. And he went down like a sack of spuds, like a whip crack. Just caught him. Honestly, he was in bits. You don't want to do that to your own dad, do you? It was terrible.
Absolutely not. No way.
So anyway, Chairman, touched too much there. So
bit of father and son stuff. Yeah, lovely stuff.
You also said, we were talking about Will Smead, weren't we? You got 100 in the 100 last night.
He did. And we all say, or we always go, you know, he's a future quiz question answer,
future
isn't he?
Future question, pub quiz
answer. And I thought, well, isn't it lovely to go, if I say Brian Dean, Paul, what's the question?
What's the question?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, good afternoon, Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on Talksport. We have a technical issue, which meant we weren't able to bring you the news at 2 o'clock. But on the basis that no news is good news, that's
how
good
lovely.
News.
Lovely, yes, good stuff,
that's good
isn't
news,
it?
Isn't
we didn't
it?
Need anyway,
maybe
did
it's
we?
Maybe it's a new trend. Maybe
exactly.
It'll cheer us all up.
We've been asking for texts, Paul, about texts and tweets about what people have done with their dads and like didn't expect to find themselves in that position.
Yeah.
I'd say in the last half hour we've had about 20 we can't read out on the air.
I was half expecting that.
But here's one we can.
Yeah.
On teaming up with one's dad, me, Lawrence, and my dad, Duncan, are Fulham fans and wanted cheaper tickets at Huddersfield away. Just pay for tickets. Anyway, I was about 18 and my dad was late 50s. Hmm. We saw that under 16s were considerably cheaper and so was over 65. So for a few minutes walking through this turnstiles, we skipped a generation. I became his grandson and he became my granddad. We played it well. He hobbled himself over and I went in with the knees bent. We call it going low. And I repeated, come on, granddad, a few times. Then we were in and then we won 4-1. There we are. What a lovely story, Paul.
Strictly speaking, fraud. That's all I'm saying. So just get a name and address, Charlie.
And the rest can't read out at the moment.
No,
but there we are.
Quite a lot of them we're surprising. You did that with your dad? Man alive. That's terrible. Now, big decisions. We heard yesterday, Charlie, you've probably seen this. The World Cup is going to kick off earlier than advertised because Qatar have suddenly realised they want a firework display and they want to be on first.
Is that what it is?
12 years to organise it. And then, like yesterday, they thought, can we kick off earlier? Ecuador are all for it. It's going to happen. apparently.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But
it only changes the actual time of one.
Yeah, it changes.
Fixture,
the Holland
it?
Game going to have to be rescheduled, and they'll kick off the night before. But it has caused a problem for TV schedulers who are trying to find a window for I'm a Celeb and Strictly.
Of course, yeah, it's all on this Christmas as well.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
No one's going to leave the house, Paul.
But I mean, if you're that invested in the Strictly Results show,
yeah,
you're not going to be that fussed about Qatar versus Ecuador, are you? I imagine you'll catch up with the highlights.
There's a Venn diagram.
Well,
there's a Venn
Sport.
Diagram somewhere where someone is in the middle of those things.
Yeah. There is someone thinking, I really want to watch the results show for Strictly and I'm a Celebrity. But I really want to see Ecuador versus Qatar as well. So what do I do? But anyway, just to leave that with the TV
Big
schedulers to
Ecuatorian
sort
Strictly Come Dancing fans.
There probably is an Ecuadorian Strictly.
Loving.
I don't know if there's
that'll
a Qatari one. We won't go down that route because it could take a bit of a dark turn. Anything else we want to talk about? We had any others come in, Charlie? The ones that we can.
We had a lot of quiz answers.
I
don't know if you'd know this one. Paul, the answer is Kenny Ball. What was the question?
Can't tell the Kenny Ball story.
You can't tell it.
Last ever show we do, I'm going to lock myself in the studio and tell the story of my mate who depped on drums for Kenny Ball once.
Yeah.
I can't tell it now. I can't tell the sooty story either. Two stories I got till the last show when it scorched earth.
That's it.
Do what I like then.
Just
no one can come
after me. Come in and punch a teacher. That's what people used to say. He punched a teacher.
That's it. By the way, kids, do not do that. Don't listen.
On your last day at school, he's worn his own clothes and punched a teacher.
Don't listen.
That was never the rumour, no Paul.
Don't listen to that. No, there was never that.
5 minutes and 8 seconds is the answer. What's the question, Paul?
5 minutes and eight.
In Stevenage. 5 minutes and 8 seconds is the answer. What's the question? I reckon, do you think that's the fastest ever hat trick or something like that? It must be quicker than that, the fastest ever hat trick.
I think it is quicker than that. 5 minutes and 8 seconds.
Someone will tell
us. The listeners will know.
Tell us what you think.
The Mike Newell question was set earlier on by the Manchester United fan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I think quite a lot of people seem to know that one. That was the quickest hat trick in the Champions League, was that?
That was playing for Blackburn Rovers. Very good indeed. And this is quite an easy one. The answer is Jimmy Glass. It's quite simple, isn't it, Paul? You know who that is, don't you? Jimmy Glass.
Carlisle United.
That's the answer.
Scored. Scoring the goalkeeper.
Easy, wasn't it?
Keeping them up.
Very nice. This is Chris, the Arsenal fan. Yes, I can. No, I can't read it.
You get quite a few.
If you do text us this afternoon, it'd be really nice if you texted us something we could actually read out.
Can't read that David Dickinson one either.
David Dickinson can't read that one. Can't read the story of Chris, the Arsenal fan, going clubbing with his dad. Or can't read the one Barry.
I don't want to know the end of that going clubbing with your dad story.
David Collins, we absolutely cannot read the one about you and your dad in Bangkok. Absolutely not. No.
Fantastic. They went to a temple together, did they? Let's just say they did. They went to a temple together and they had a fantastic, enlightening time.
There we are. Yeah, exactly. So very, very, very good. Brian from Heathrow has a question for Rex Mysterio. We're having Rex Mysterio on later on, aren't we, Paul?
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio. It's only been in WWE 20 years.
Yeah. Now, Rey, much like the great Kendo Nagasaki, and I will be bringing it up, was unmasked. And he was quite troubled by it. He's Lucha Libre, Mexican wrestling.
Yes.
And he wore a Lucha Libre mask.
I remember that,
unmasked.
Yeah.
I pretend I know what I'm talking about. I've just done a bit of research because he's coming. This is not my heartland, WWE. Mine is blokes from Barnsley in Speedos turning up at a town hall with a plumber's bag in about 1972.
Yeah, an old lady whacking him with her umbrella.
It's kind of Jim Breaks and Les Kellett and people like that. One of the great... Les Kellett, have you ever watched any of that
stuff? Yeah, I've watched all that, yeah. I used to love
had
that.
The comic timing.
Finlayson.
He had the comic timing of Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
If he'd been born in the 1920s, he would have been a fantastic silent. He was brilliant.
They were absolutely
kept
brilliant.
Pigs as well. There
Did
we
he?
Are. That's a useless fact. I don't know if Rey Mysterio keeps pigs.
Here we are. 5 minute 8 seconds is the timing it took Ronnie O'Sullivan to do a 1:47 break.
Okay.
There we are. What
Brilliant.
A lovely quiz
okay.
question.
So
thank you, Jason in Christchurch.
You're supplying the answers and people are coming up with the questions this afternoon. TalkSport.com/H&J, text to 81089. and you can tweet to TSHNJ. A little bit of housekeeping. I want to tell you about something myself and Andy are doing.
Okay.
In case you didn't hear it yesterday, we've launched a new couple of podcasts.
Oh, fantastic.
You can find them at Apple Podcasts by subscribing to the TalkSport Plus channel. So go along there, TalkSport Plus, just click on that. You'll get ad-free listening to the usual H&J Daily, which obviously Charlie features in a couple of days a week, and the Clips of the Week podcast, so no ads to fight your way through, plus two new exclusive podcasts every month. We're going to have a Clips of the Week extra, a kind of director's cut, where Andy and I talk you through some of the clips, some of the famous clips and less famous ones, a few maybe you've never even heard before. We have got one coming up where people inadvertently used... they didn't mean to, but we could never play them on air again.
A bit of blue.
They were, well, yeah, but not deliberately.
Oh, not, okay,
they were
lovely.
They were slips of the tongue, which mean that we could never, ever play them on the radio again. But we can bring them to you in the exclusive Director's Cut podcast. Also, kind of extra content. Andy amasses loads and loads of material of varying quality over the course of a month.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get round to most of it. There's probably a good reason for that. But now and again, there's a little nugget in there. So we'll have a kind of an extra chat, an off-duty chat with me and Andy, which will be available as a separate podcast. So they're up there now, the first two.
Lovely.
It's a special Clips Director's Cut. And indeed, us just having a chat over Andy's bits and pieces. And you can subscribe now to TalkSport Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get a 14-day free trial. And after that, it's just $2.99 a month for that exclusive content.
Lovely. The answer is Kenny Ball. This is a very nice joke for Anonymous. Thank you for this. The answer is Kenny Ball.
Yeah.
And the question is a Geordie cricketer can bat?
Yeah. Yeah, he can bat
Kenny Ball.
Kenny Ball.
That's a nice joke, Paul.
That is a good joke. Well
I
done.
I enjoyed that. Anonymous, thank you very much.
You should have put your name on that. You could be working for Charlie writing his next Edinburgh show.
Really down with the kids. Who likes Kenny Ball?
Yeah.
Come on.
Charlie Baker's back in Edinburgh with his new show, Kenny Ball.
Who?
Nobody can bat. Yeah, that's it.
Limited. There's a joke that I like.
On the poster. The best gag of the whole show was on the poster. Yes.
There's a golf joke that I'm trying to track down, Paul. And the setup, the punchline is, Your Honour, Your Offer, right? Which I don't know if I can say it on air, joke. I don't know the joke. I only know the punchline.
I think I can guess the setup, and I don't think...
if somebody knows the joke,
special podcast.
If they can text me the joke, that'd be absolutely marvellous.
We do not want... punchlines to jokes.
Why not?
No.
That'd be nice, Paul.
We really don't.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Things you didn't ever expect to do with your dad. Maybe being refereed by your dad was one of them,
nice.
Charlie. Dave from Liverpool said, my dad was a referee back in the day. I asked him to referee a game between the two local estates. He sent me off after 17 minutes for bad language. Cheers, Dad.
That's great, I can imagine.
Fantastic. We bring that up because Ray, who we're going to be joining us shortly, is tag team wrestled with his lad. Which must be a great thing to do. He's also, I mean, he's not a kid off the street. He's a wrestler.
You having
as
a go at my dad, and then you having a go at my son.
Yeah, I suppose they'd be doing a little bit of that, wouldn't they? It would be fantastic. But anyway, we'll be chatting to him very shortly. We're going to try and, we've had a couple of questions come in, and we will do our best to put them to the WWE legend in a few moments.
Lovely.
Time. In the meantime, Charlie, we might have room for a couple more if we've got a couple more in. We've had some of these balls being punched, haven't we?
Absolutely loads of those. Yeah. Mr. Fortune used to burst our footballs if we went in his garden. One day we got our revenge by deliberately annoying him to get his attention, then chipped an already burst ball over his fence. Clever ball.
Yeah.
That is good. He was out like a shot, and as we all laughed hysterically, his face went red with rage. He went into his house and returned with the ball completely cut in two.
That's a bit worrying.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
They say it's like they come out of this. They like go to training. There is a Saturday morning. So it wouldn't be a Saturday morning, would it be? Tuesday morning. Monday morning grump club.
Just having a knife ready. Yeah. Having a knife ready to punch at the ball. Constantly coming over
into
the garden.
Imagine taking it back in, cutting it up. There we are. Very nice.
Please welcome to the stage. From Peterhead, Mr. Fortune. There is Mr. Fortune. Comes on in a rage still. Cutting the
look
ball
how cross
with
he
a
is.
Chainsaw. Cutting Frido balls in half with a chainsaw.
And then he offers like a masterclass in cutting up footballs. And of course, on the Mitre Delta, you want to go in as close to the valve as possible.
Some balls don't need quite as much work as others. You'll find a simple pair of scissors will take out a 199.
Yes. Yeah. If they're a hexagonal shape, then of course you can go in down the sides. If they're more like a mitre match ball, then it's a long strip sort of
that's
version,
it.
Which is more difficult to cut up with just scissors.
And let's not forget, of course, the panelled leather football, which you can take apart stitch by stitch with a hunting knife.
Hunting knives. I am selling grumpy
Mr. Fortune's
hunting knife.
Your chance to destroy a football.
There we are.
And ruin all the kids'
they might
pleasure.
Have their own thing going
we
on.
We get the idea with that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Masks are people in sport. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
As a child, I used to watch the wrestling every Saturday on ITV.
Oh, yeah.
And Kendo,
Kendo
Nagasaki was the legendary masked wrestler.
Remember it.
And he had an unmasking. I think all fans will know. That happened, of course, at the Civic Hall, Wolverhampton.
That's where it was.
I think it's probably a more glamorous destination for our next guest, who also had an unmasking and it didn't go down well. He is a giant of WWE, over 30 years in the business.
Amazing.
WrestleMania champion, one of the greats. Rey Mysterio joins us. Rey, good afternoon.
Hey, Rey.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thank you very much for having me here.
That's a great pleasure. I've hit you there with the name Kendo Nagasaki. And I know a great many of the wrestlers in your part of the world, they do follow wrestling around the world. And maybe all the kind of classic wrestlers from the past. Is that a name that means anything to you, Rey?
I'll tell you what, it does. But I'm more familiarized with Tiger Mask.
Oh, okay.
Tiger Mask, incredible. Now, I grew up watching him and Dynamite Kid. Of course, you know who Dynamite Kid is. But way ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Way ahead.
Yours is kind of a bit more in the Lucha Libre envelope. We've had Lucha Libre fighters come over from Mexico in this country, and we met some in the studio. It's fantastic to watch. It's always great. And that's kind of more in keeping with your mask, isn't it?
Of course. And you know, with Lucha Libre, which was founded back in the 1930s. You know, the first mass wrestler that we had was an American wrestler, you know, but he was the first wrestler or luchador in Mexico to wear a mask. And then, of course, Lucha Libre comes with the high-flying maneuvers, you know, the colorful outfits and the mask that really stands out.
Yeah. So it has been quite the career, isn't it? I mean, let's say 30 years. I mean, putting your body through that. How's it holding up? We've had Hulk Hogan in with us over the years, and I think he's been a few operations in. Ray, is the body holding up well?
I'm not gonna lie. I've had a little bit over 10 operations on my left knee myself. ACL tears. But it's funny, Edge and I were talking not too long ago, and we were expressing on the year we started and how long we've been a part of wrestling. So we've both been part of 5 decades of wrestling. I started in the late 80s. It was 88 when I started. And I did 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010, and 220s. So 5 decades, when you put it that way, it sounds incredible. And to be honest with you, I feel incredible. I'm 47 right now. I'll be 48 in December. I've been wrestling for 34 years. And I just feel incredible. The fact to have my son next to me and enjoying the ring with him has been a complete blessing.
You've obviously been going for a long, long time. You're five foot six. When people picture a famous big wrestler, they may think of a bigger guy. Do you put the fact that you're 5 foot six and down, do you find that your popularity might be due to the fact that you look a bit more like the crowd in the audience?
yeah, without a doubt. You know, but breaking in to the U.S. back in WCW in the mid-90s, that was very difficult to get across. You know, it was hard for the fans to accept me, but it took me from the mid-90s, 95s, up until today's date, you know, to break that stereotype, to break that mold of what a superstar or a wrestler should look like. And now when they talk about Rey Mysterio, they know exactly who he is. Mm. They identify me because of my size, because of my mask, my culture, what I've brought to the table for the past 34 years. And man, I broke these barriers that they weren't broken before. So I'm grateful for that.
Was it painful to have that unmasking, Ray? When it happened? I mean, it was about you lost, wasn't it? I mean, was it bad?
Yeah, you know what? I get asked that question, and I think I can answer the same thing every time. At the time, I felt that it was bad. I didn't want to do it, without a doubt. But I go back and reflect on that moment, and if I wouldn't have been unmasked, maybe the Giant Killer wouldn't have been born. Mm-hmm. After that unmasking, the next night, I faced Kevin Nash, and I remember I beat Kevin Nash. And after that, they started putting me against bigger guys. Now, that led on to my career in WWE. Mm. Of course, I came back with the mask, but I was now seen, you know, against the Big Shows, against the Canes, against the Undertakers. So this was a real David and Goliath battle in WWE. So, and that all started after the unmasking.
Yeah.
So it was special.
You mentioned your son, Dominic, and fighting with him. Would you ever fight against him? We've spoken to the Klitschkos, and whenever you speak to the Klitschkos, you say to either one of them, would you fight your brother? And they immediately both come back and say, would you break your own mother's heart? That's their answer every time. I mean, can you even imagine such a thing?
I mean, as a parent, you know, our kids do bad things, and sometimes we want to spank them, and we just hold back. I know I have in the past. But now as he gets older, you know, he does happen to have a smart mouth every now and then. So I think a spanking here and there is not going to hurt him. But no, it's hard as a parent. I think it would devastate me. And, of course, it would devastate my wife to see her husband fight against her own son.
Yeah,
that would be very heartful.
Yeah. Gareth Scully, we've had lots of fans sending in questions for you. Gareth Scully got in touch. Are you expecting your daughter to follow in your footsteps as well?
I hope she doesn't. She still to this day has never stepped inside a ring to train. So she's pursuing her medical career, you know, and I hope she stays that way, because I think she's a very smart individual. And she can be our doctor one day.
I had a question from Brian for Ray. I had the privilege of seeing you live in the UK, and you're going to be back in the UK soon. We'll come on to that in a minute. Absolute wrestling legend, he said. My question is, how did your finisher, the 619, get its name?
So the idea behind that, during the time that I became part of the WWE, Austin 316 was very popular, still to this day. And I just thought it would be great to name one of my moves behind the area code of the city where I grew up, where I was born and raised. And that was the 619, San Diego, California.
Right. Okay.
Fantastic. Well, that's my take on this.
And can you ever envisage, going back to you, Dominic, a kind of handing over of the mask when the day comes when you don't think you can do it anymore, eh? When the body won't hold out? Could you see that ceremonial handing over?
I would definitely love to do that one day. You know, that was something that was passed on to me by my uncle, who is like my second father. And, you know, I had to earn the name. I had to earn the name to be able to use Rey Mysterio Jr. one day. It took me almost 4 years to gain that respect from my uncle. And, you know, when that day came, I've been carrying this name with pride and honor. And look where it's at right now. So I'm truly blessed for that.
And we are going to see you in the UK in September, in Cardiff, Saturday, 3rd of September, Clash at the Castle.
But of course, you know, we haven't had a stadium event like this one since 1992, which was SummerSlam. So this is very special. It's very big for me personally, and I would imagine for the fans as well. You know, and there's no doubt in my mind that I will be there.
Excellent. Yeah, Principality State. You're like Cardiff. Have you been before? It's a good city. Yeah, I think you'd enjoy yourself there.
I love Cardiff. I love going there.
Yeah, fantastic. So, 3rd of September.
Few of the people there should wear a mask.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this: are you guys going to be there?
Well, it doesn't take long. I'm always up for a night in Cardiff.
Yeah, that sounds good
fantastic.
To me.
We're going to stay at Mike Bubbins' like house. That, yeah, can't be
nice.
That's
he'll
right.
He'll put us up.
Fantastic.
Drinks are on me, okay?
Okay. Well, we're definitely coming
good
then,
news.
Right? Well, lovely to talk to you. Keep doing what you're doing after all these years. It's great stuff. And we'll see you in Cardiff on the 3rd of September.
Thank you very much, guys. And you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
A lot of love for Rey Mysterio. We just chatted to so many WWE fans.
I know,
remember him fondly
it.
And saying, oh, great to hear from him. So, yeah, over in Cardiff in September, yeah, going to see him in action.
Me and Paul's going with him for a drink, apparently.
Yeah, we're all going for a pint.
A lot
we?
Of people being refereed or refereed their sons or being refereed by their dads, Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew Smith, who's now chairman of Sheppey United. There we are. I once reffed by my father and committed a foul. My dad called me over, to which he said, what's your name? I said, you're not booking me for that. He said, no, I'm sending you off. He'd even given me a lift to the game and drove off at the end of the game.
Wow.
So didn't speak to me for another 2 days. There we are. Thank you, Matthew. Very nice. Adam from Derby. I was asked to referee a local pub team in a pre-season friendly. I accepted and asked if my 18-year-old lad could come down as he was looking for a team. Match kicked off. Me reffing, my lad subbing. Turned out both teams played a good standard and obviously had a bit of history. Kept looking across at my lad thinking, I hope they forget to bring him on.
Oh.
Anyway, 15 minutes to go. Team's drawing. He got bought on the right wing. Straight away, ball got played out to him. Beat one defender. Put the covering defender on his bum. Then curled a worldie into the top corner. Obviously a proud dad, but I put my neutrality as the official into question as half the team ran up to me trying to high-five me. Lovely. Stuff.
There we've also been finding out about those old grumps next door who used to stick a knife through your football. This was Jill on Twitter posting a picture of 23 footballs in a big pile because the neighbour that would never return them had moved, so they'd found them all in her garden.
It really is a touchstone, Paul. A lot of people have this in their lives. Why are people so miserable?
We had one in our flats when I was a kid. We had one particular guy that once it went into his garden, none of us were... It was a bit odd, to be honest. None of us were brave enough
to go in.
None of us were different times. None of us were brave enough to knock on his door and get them back. And he had a dog. It was all a very
good one.
But
there
was, it wasn't pleasant.
People are lonely, Paul. That made me laugh. That made me laugh. The Night of a Thousand Grumps. I think it's a good idea.
Night of a Thousand. All go along.
A few grumpy tips.
Park Lane Hotel. Please, Steve. Please welcome joining us now. Cliff from number 22. Boo, Cliff.
Boo. Is the audience grumps or is the audience like kids?
No, the kids. Maybe the kids have had their balls punctured.
All right,
and they go there on the basis that one of their horrible neighbours.
Cliff from
will
number
be
42.
There.
Here he is. Shut up.
Do you recognise this voice? Go and play up your own end. Yes, it could only be Norman from number 82. Norman,
comes on with his horrible dog.
Interviewed, yeah, it'd be great. You need some good interviewers.
Just a vest on.
Yeah, just as you remember them. That's right, the vest, all their hair sticking up.
Or like full suit at all times.
Yeah, that's
just
it,
like just full. Anyway, when I was used to, and this is Simon, the Aston Villa fan.
Yeah.
When I used to live in Birmingham as a a youngster, the grumpy elderly couple next door used to cut up my shoot five.
Wow, cut it up
into small bits with scissors. He goes on to say, angrily, what is wrong with these people?
angrily sticking a pair of scissors into a plastic ball in a fit of pique is my... But sitting down and forensically slicing it up as if you're a surgeon, that's quite worrying, isn't it, really? And handing it back to him in about eight pieces. Not good.
There we are. Hi, Paul. Hi, Charlie. This is Paul, the Chelsea fan. When my two boys were young, we had a neighbour who we affectionately called Mrs. Fruitcake.
Doesn't sound that affectionate. And things have moved on a bit since then. Hashtag be kind.
She stored countless footballs until one day I sent them round with a box of Quality Street, as per the advert. She grabbed them on her front doorstep and hugged them for a good 2 minutes in front of all her friends, something they never lived down, and she still kept all the future footballs.
Oh, sorry. It wasn't a thawing. It wasn't the pipes of peace or the quality street of peace. Oh, that's a great joke.
What is it that gets into people's head? I absolutely love
it. Yeah, it's good. Keep them coming. Talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089 or you can tweet to TSH&J.
Oh, this is a good one, Paul. The old, I can't say what he says, next to my primary school.
Gentlemen.
Yes, that will do.
Yes, yeah.
It is a G word. Used to put the balls into a metal dustbin when they went over.
Wow.
And when the dustbin was full, he'd set it on fire at lunchtime.
Cool.
So we could see all our all burning in the smoke.
Yeah, and that smell, like an old tyre going up.
That's
would have been
from
terrible.
Les in Dover.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah,
Paul.
The level of planning that people had... Collect enough.
A bin.
Yeah, only need... It's like, all right, Doris, I only need two more balls to have another fire. Yeah.
Like burning tyres.
Yeah, it's not good, is it? It's not good.
Unbelievable.
So thank you.
There we
thank
are.
You for all of those this afternoon. Obviously... Dredging up your past.
Daniel, who's plastering... Sorry, this is the last one for a minute. Yeah. Daniel, who's plastering in this ridiculous heat.
Oh, dear.
He's an Arsenal fan. He's plastering good luck on the tools.
Roofers. Imagine being a roofer in this at the moment.
I mean, probably warm enough for a scaffolder to take his shirt off at the moment.
Really?
Balling it.
Be honest, it's minus 15. If they're in good shape, they'll do that. And let's be honest, even if they're not in good shape, they'll do
that. They'll do it, innit? Old boy, Mr. Burden.
Yeah.
Mr. Burden. That's a good character name. Bit on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mr. Burden.
Mr. Burden.
Used to live in the upstairs flat and he'd wait by the door and run out and grab our ball even though it hardly ever went in his garden and then he'd pop it with a knife.
Yeah,
I have a feeling he hardly ever got picked to play in his youth. Maybe that's right.
Maybe
Daniel. Daniel's done a little bit of psychology on him there as well.
Yeah.
You know, there we are. They've been brilliant.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Here we go then. It's time for the birthday spread. That point of the show where Annie Jacobs joins us. He has collated 10 birthdays from across the week and it is the job of myself and Charlie to try and guess the ages of these people. He's not just going to give us birthdays, he's going to make us laugh like drains because he has 10 jokes. He's got a joke attached to each one. And basically the way it works is the shortest margin of error between the two of us, we try and guess the birthdays as many years out as we can be, is the winner. You'll get the hang of it. It's pretty straightforward. We need someone to keep score. That man, of course, is Philbert the Fox, Jeff Peters, our man in the East Midlands. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, I am in the nerve centre, but I've just gone into a quiet room
to do it today.
Or the fact that my computer's frozen and I haven't got the sound effects.
Don't break the magic.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't ruin it for us, Jeff.
Five wins in a row for Paul. The last four, while trailing at half-time, it's Paul 26, Charlie 13. He's on a roll.
26, 13. Wow. Okay,
can't
well...
Can't continue.
Pele always joins, so here he is.
Mm.
To Andy, the first birthday.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The
afternoon.
First birthday. Yes, fine. The first birthday this week. Cheers.
I suppose I should have said good afternoon. Really.
Just said hello. Asked how you were.
We could hear you laughing.
The first birthday of the week is the French politician Marine Le Pen.
Le
Pen.
Yeah.
And she was taking part in an evening of mixed sex white collar boxing.
Glad you carried that sentence on. Blimey. Wow.
Oh, mixed sex,
like a cheese and wine evening.
Boxing.
Yes.
And had a fine win. She won. She beat the former England, Chelsea and Blackburn left back. Yes, Le Pen was mightier than Lasso.
We got there in the end.
See why you started.
Expecting a solicitor's letter from Marine Le Pen. And quite possibly Graham Lasso.
Yeah.
I'd say Marine, I'd have to kick us off. That's the way it works, because I'll go first in this case, giving you a bit of a chance to lay down a marker. Marine Le Pen, 52.
I think a bit older than that, 57.
54.
Oh,
banging start.
Not much really between this. So what has that done to the scores, Jeff? Nice easy one for you.
Yeah, Paul, you're on 2. Charlie on 3.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, pretty tight.
Second birthday. Yeah, second birthday of the week is the actress Romola Garai. Romola Garai. Yeah. She's just been up to the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham with the presenter of Match of the Day. It was really confusing when the locals kept shouting, "All right, Garai!"
There we are. It does all the accents.
That is good, isn't
it's
it?
Great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. Bit of Phil first and then the accents next. Lovely, isn't it?
That's good.
What's next?
Time for the kids next.
43.
Oh, is she that old? I'd say she's 39.
Ooh, 40. It's good work.
Great start for Paul here. One out on that one, onto 3. Charlie, 3 out, onto 6.
Okay, that's pretty
not
tight.
Not
much in it. There's not much in it. Yeah. Okay. I don't like leading at this stage.
Oh, wow.
I prefer to be behind.
I know that. You like to just swoop in at the end.
Here we go then, Andy.
It's the musician from Manfred Mann. He sang on Doo Wah Diddy Diddy. It's Mike Hug. Mike Hug. And I invited his family and the family of the former Hungarian 1982 World Cup star, Laszlo Kiss, for an evening of intimacy with hugs and kisses. Thank you.
An evening of intimacy? Was Marine Le Pen there?
She was.
An evening. That's quite the invite, isn't it? Andy Jacobs invites you around for an evening of intimacy. What a thought.
What a lovely evening.
God. Yeah. Pop round. What are you going to come around? Oh, I don't know. We'll have an evening of intimacy.
I'm not coming.
No. Leave it.
I was watching from a distance for this party.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, and there she was, just walking down the street.
One for the man fans.
Yeah.
He's got to be 79, isn't he, Charlie?
Yeah, he's around that. 81.
Yeah.
He's 80.
Really? Oh, I mean, he looked good. Good. He looked fine. He looked good. He looked fine. And he's 80.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Very good.
So, Everybody's walking down the street. Come on with that. Come on with it. Somebody else, of course. Mike Darbo sang that one. Blinded by the light. He's 80. Okay, go on then. What's it down to the scores?
Both of you are one out, so it's Paul 4, Charlie 7.
Okay, Paul 4.
No wonder
four,
he said do what did he?
Yeah.
He's 80. Put 7-4.
Couldn't get the words out,
could he? That's what it is. What does he want?
Do a diddy. He wants one of them. Gandalf, what are you saying? You know, a do a diddy. You know. Anyway, keep going. Sorry, Charlie. Whose birthday is it, Andy?
Are we ready for the next one?
Yeah,
it's
go on.
It's the chairwoman of the Rombert Dance Company. Dame Sue Street. I was researching her, actually, for a Who Do You Think You Are style programme with Ralph McTell. We discovered that all her family had been born within the sound of Bow Bell.
Oh, yes.
I said to Ralph, have you seen the streets of London?
Yeah, oh, nice one for the kids there.
Quality.
Quality Street.
Quality Street.
Known as Filbert.
Yeah. Yes.
68.
64.
Ooh, 73.
Ooh, I think that has made it very interesting.
Very interesting, as somebody once said. Charlie, 5 out onto 12. Paul, 9 out onto 13.
Look at his face. Just look at his face.
Oh, well, it's very early days yet. So I'll take us into half-time. I'll go first, Andy. What's the next birthday?
Okay, last birthday before half-time, the 21st General of the Salvation Army, Brian Peddle. I was supposed to be going to the Commonwealth Games Velodrome with Brian and his family. Unfortunately, I had the tickets and was waylaid. And I tried to call him, but I couldn't reach the pedals.
Oh dear. Nice. Where's the pedal bin? Where's pedal bin? I thought it was going to be going down that route. So,
cool. That's next year.
Was it Brian Peddle?
Brian Peddle. 21st. Do you not know him? First 21st General of the Salvation Army.
Okay, it's Brian Peddle.
Yeah.
Do you like the Sally Army Band? I've got this theory about the Sally Army Band. Lovely at Christmas. And you see them in a station or in the street.
Yeah.
And it's always lovely, the Sally Army Band playing Silent Night.
Yeah.
Then you look down by their feet, surrounded by spit. horn players, aren't they?
It's yeah, of course they are.
And it's just, you know, it always takes the edge off for me.
A little bit.
You know, sleep. It was a lovely bit of Silent Night, look down, spit everywhere.
I don't know if Brian's like that.
No, I don't. It's not their fault. They're horn players.
It's like hanging around with Bob Carroll, Gene.
Spit valve for, don't you?
Spit everywhere.
Does take the edge off for me.
How old is he, Paul?
Brian, 63, Brian. I went to his party.
I think he's about 68.
He's 65. You're doing well.
What a game this is. So there's nothing in it, is there, Jeff?
Well, I can tell you that Paul 2 out, Charlie 3 out. At the halfway stage, it is...
Oh, he's, back. He's moved into the other office.
He's gone back in. He's had to take a call.
It is 15 all.
15 all. Wow, I don't think we've gone in at half time.
Okay.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, stick around. Second half coming up very shortly. Was there anybody in your street who used to burst your ball, Andy? Was there a bloke who used to, when you went over the fence? You've never been a ball burster, have you?
I used to live next door to the former Wimbledon finalist Angela Buxton. She's all right. She would throw the tennis balls back, but
you said that in the style of one of your jokes. I think I said something about spring water or birthday. Something.
What about you, Jeff? Did you have that problem as a kid? The ball being burst?
No.
Okay, fair enough. I always love a Jeff anecdote, don't you?
I'm opening with that on Parkinson.
Can't wait for his autobiography.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Let's return to the birthday spread then. It's 15 all after five birthdays.
0-0. It's 0-0. It's 0-0.
It is 0-0, boys. It's 0-0. We move on then. Charlie's going to go off first. Andy's back, as is Jeff Peters. Here we go. Pele.
Okay, first birthday of the second half is the actress Audrey Tautou. Audrey Tautou.
Yeah.
And she's just opened a new body inking studio with TalkSport's Ray Parlin. You must try Audrey and Ray's.
Oh, like Audrey and Ray's. Yes. Tautou.
I thought we were going to get... We'll see her up in Edinburgh.
That's very true.
I'll make a note of that one.
Yeah.
To be honest, I did that gag last year and you said you'd make a note of it for this year.
Oh, yeah. He loses his notes quite a lot.
Who is it, me or Paul?
It's you.
It's me, is it? Audrey Tautou is, I'm going to say, 50.
Audrey Tautou, Manchester City. You're saying what?
50.
46.
She is 46.
Oh,
wow. Not so bad.
Almost too close, I would suggest.
So I stay on 15. And what's Charlie on?
Hang on. Oh, yeah. I'll get the phone. Charlie is four out. So he goes on to 15. So it's 15, 19. By the way, the last time in the birthday spread where the two competitors were level at half time was this week last year.
What? That's spooky, isn't it? Next one.
We just play last year's. Yeah. Anyway, here we go with the Labour Co-op MP, Seema Malhotra. Seema Malhotra. And we were playing in a charity cricket match, which came down to the final over. I had the option of going with a spinner, but in the end, I bowled my Seema.
Hey, very beautiful. Nice. I don't know Seema.
What's the title?
I remember that gag from last year.
What was the title?
She works your Labour Cooperative, did you say? What was her role, Andy?
Labour Cooperative, yeah.
Okay.
Labour Co-op MP.
Yeah, 51.
She doesn't work at the co-op.
No,
she's
on the tills.
On the tills. 51. I'm going to say, I'll go for it, aren't I? 55.
Ooh.
50.
Wrong way, Regals. There we go. Unbelievable.
So I think that puts me on 16, Jeff. But what about Charlie?
Charlie's on to 24, so eight in it, three to go.
It's not much in it. Just nothing's easy to be overcome.
I know. Hmm.
Okay, but he's the
parrot then. Charlie's next. Here we go.
He's the co-founder of Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jimmy Wales.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Wales. And as well as Wikipedia, he's a fine artist working in oils, but unfortunately I couldn't afford any of the originals, so I had to satisfy myself with the Prince of with the Prince of Wales.
Prince of Wales. Co-founder of Wikipedia.
Yeah. Hey, don't look him up, Charlie.
I'm not looking him up.
If only there was a website.
A joke.
Oh, no, yeah, I know. Yeah. Personal life. There's no personal life. I'm not interested in the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, yeah.
68.
I think he's younger than that. 55.
56.
Oh, it's over.
Not going to be a tie this year.
It's over.
We're saying no, anything can occur. It's very volatile at the business end of the birthday spread. So what's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Paul 1 out onto 17, Charlie 12 out onto 36. I think the reason we had a tie break last year is because we hadn't quite sorted out the scoring in terms of... So if somebody is 10 out on the last one, there is a 10 difference, you go 11 either way. But I don't think Max got the hang of that last
week. Okay.
Okay, so I'm
thanks, trash him. He's gone back to Australia.
Yeah. Good.
Charlie's, yeah, good. Charlie, you look like a beaten man already, Charlie. I don't like the look on your face.
Listen, now, I never give up, Paul.
I can't look at you.
Paul, I never give up.
The late, great Graham Taylor. That's Rob, I cannot look at your face. Okay. It's one of those, isn't it?
So 19 to get.
To Mike Parry for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why. Anyway. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Watford fans. Anyway. You don't deserve that.
It's the journalist and broadcaster Matthew Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Paris. And I always find him so annoying throughout the year, except for between April and May when he's the object of my adoration. Yes, I love Paris in the spring.
Paris in the springtime, yeah. He's great. Very good writer.
Plaster of Paris. Could have gone.
He could have done that one, yeah. He's cut his leg open. I'm going first. 69.
Oh, you think that old, do you?
I could be wrong. He's probably older than you think.
Yeah.
Because we both see him in our mind's eye.
That's what you think, isn't it? Yeah. But I've got to make 19 up. I'm not going to make 19 up.
Well, go younger then. You clearly think he's younger.
I do think he's younger.
Go 50.
70.
It was a good idea because he's 73.
Yes, you see.
We're playing mind games now, are we? Okay, so what's that done to the scores?
Close the gap, has Charlie there. 3 out onto 39, Paul 4 out onto 21, 18 in it with 1 to go.
So Charlie wants to be 19 either way, does he?
Yeah. Okay, so I've got a choice here. Okay. One's a better gag, but I'm not going to do it because you know the person, so that would ruin the suspense.
That's very
so
good
I should
of him.
Go with this one.
He's put comedy on the back burner. No, not for the first time.
No, and you'll see why, because I don't like this one at all, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's Alex Chalk, the Conservative MP, Alex Chalk. Yeah. And he's just recorded one of these How Clean Is Your House style programmes with John McEnroe, who wasn't impressed with his cleanliness. He kept shouting, chalk dust, chalk dust. There's definite chalk dust.
Yeah.
I told you the other one was better. But I thought, fair enough.
Do you want to do the other gag? Because you feel like you've been shortchanged.
Really.
Okay, fair enough.
I might save it for next week.
Paul going in the middle here.
You think?
Yeah, it's easy. You've won this.
Okay, I'll go... You think I'm going to say 60, don't you?
It's pretty simple.
I'm going to say 60, Charlie. Exactly. I'm going to say 60.
He's 79, is he?
Or he could be 41. He could be. 41. Alex Chalk could be 41.
I don't know who he is. Do you know who he is?
I don't, but you could. I mean, you could easily have an MP who's 41, couldn't you?
You could. I don't think he
it's
is.
More likely to be 41 than... I'm not going to...
He's not 79, is he?
It's unlikely to be. I would be Lord Chalk of...
It's pointless. But I like it when they're like 90 odd, the last one.
And then but he could be
a
90.
Long way, you know, to go. Alex Chalk. I was trying to think of Alex Chalk. 41.
Okay, he's 46.
Oh,
see?
There we are.
Stupid
not
game.
Quite enough, I don't think.
So. Stupid game.
No, I don't think. Can you confirm it wasn't quite enough?
Stupid
Jeff?
Game.
It wasn't quite. It wasn't quite enough. Paul was
pointless.
14 out.
Only four people enjoy it. The four people playing it.
Stupid. he's taking it well. Have a word with him. I'm going to hit the producer through the glass.
No one enjoys it. Let's do a normal quiz or something.
Final score then, Jeff. Sorry, just to confirm.
Yeah, Paul 14 out onto 35. Charlie 5 out onto 44. So Paul wins for the sixth birthday spread in a row and leads Charlie 27-13.
It's always next week.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. I'm not here tomorrow. So
me and Andy tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it.
And I'm in Saturday morning with Max, 9 till 11, for the game day warm-up.
And there'll be a Clips of the Week special for you tomorrow, as I'm not around.
And you're back Monday.
I'll be back Monday, with Andy. Have a great weekend. Very keep my hands of Charlie and Andy. And don't forget our new podcast. Andy and I have done a new couple of podcasts for you. Wherever you get your Apple podcasts, you could subscribe at TalkSport Plus, $2.99 a month. You've got a 14-day trial to see if you like them. There's other benefits as well. All the details are at TalkSport Plus. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.